John chapter 11, 37 to 43. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have caused that this man would not die? Jesus, therefore, moved with indignation again in himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. The sister of him who was deceased said to him, Lord, by now he smells, for it is the fourth day that he is there. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then they took the stone away, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But because of the crowd standing around, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out.
How we need to learn the lesson of leave the matter completely in the hands of the Lord. Then we will never be wrong, and he will never be late. When he comes, we must not say a word. We should just let him speak and give him the opportunity to do whatever he wants. We should simply be available to cooperate with him. We must see one point here. The point is that the Lord was able to raise up Lazarus from death. However, he could not do anything because he was continually frustrated by human opinions. He was frustrated by those opinions until the time came when they were subdued. Eventually, Martha was subdued with a certain amount of submission. The Lord has the resurrection life, the resurrection power, but it needs our cooperation. It needs our submission. What is our submission? It is simply the giving up of our opinion. You must forsake your opinion and allow the Lord to speak. When he tells us, move this stone, we should simply move it. We must submit, cooperate, and coordinate with him. We need to submit to his word, cooperate with him, and coordinate with the resurrection power. Why did the Lord, who was able to raise the dead, not remove the stone by himself? Because his resurrection power requires our cooperation. Once they had removed the stone, the Lord cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus was raised from the dead. He heard the voice of the living Lord, was quickened, and was raised from the dead.